And he'll be here.
Okay, it's 5:00, and this is the meeting of November 16th, 2022, at 5 p.m. for the Sewerage Commission, Orville Region. Roll call, please.
Yes, Chairman Mosolato. Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Riston.
Here.
Commissioner Mosolato.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Reynolds. Absent. Commissioner Thompson is on his way. He just texted me. So Scott, can we go ahead and proceed with the stuff that doesn't require votes until Commissioner Thompson gets here?
I believe so. Isn't a quorum at least three members from two different agencies?
One member from each.
Okay, technically you don't have a quorum, so you can do like informational items, anything that doesn't require a vote. Technically it won't be part of the meeting, but you can go ahead and do it.
Gotcha, but then once Commissioner Thompson gets here, then we can go about business.
Correct.
Understood, okay.
Okay, let's do the flag salute. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, acknowledgement of visitors. I don't see any here. What would you like to move to?
Well, if you guys want, I can give you guys some information on some of these things previous to us voting on them. Would you like to skip to number 15? That's and I can give you some information on that, and then we can come back to it. Here comes Commissioner Thompson right now.
Okay.
So item number 15, and just because this one I don't think I've really talked to you guys about a whole bunch previous to this. So we had PG&E come out and do an energy audit here and kind of go over what's efficient, what's inefficient, and where we could save money. So and they had a contractor come out called Eco Green Solutions, and they went through the whole plant and they figured that they could, if we replaced all the lighting in the plant, then we could expect a savings of $16,000 per year. So Commissioner Thompson just arrived, Attorney Hubert.
Perfect.
So they, yeah, it's straight back and to the right. So they figured we could save $16,000 a year by switching over to that stuff with an upfront cost of $42,000, so with a payback period of about 2.8 years. So to me, it seems like it's a no-brainer. If we can, you know, after 2.6 years, we'll start saving $16,000 annually on our bill. So to me, it seems like a pretty much a no-brainer. But obviously, that's not my call. That's your guys' call. So we once, you know, the meeting kicks off into the voting period, then that will come.
Do they give you a time? Do they give you a warranty on the bulb life?
There is a 1 year warranty, I believe, on all the equipment that they're going to put in.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Now, the way that the bill will work is it will be no cost to us. So, there's a cost, but they're assuming that they're going to be able to pull the savings, the payment for this out of the savings. Exactly. So if we're saving $1,600 a month, they're going to pull their $1,300 a month out of that payment, and then it'll adjust the bill. Now, the way our bill works is because we're on the solar, we get a true-up bill. So we don't get a monthly bill. We do, but it's like $25. It's nothing. And then at the end of the year in February, we'll get like a $300,000 bill. But we made sure that they will have documented and taken off each of the savings from that bill. So we should save that $16,000 on that bill. Obviously, we got to pay for this stuff back first. So, anyways, I wanted to give you guys some of that information, but if you want to go back to the beginning now that Commissioner Thompson's here, I think we can do that.
Welcome.
Yeah, sir. I went from one board meeting to this one.
We heard it was a busy day for board meetings.
Yeah.
So we are on item 5, the board meeting minutes.
Yes, Chairman. Chairwoman Mosolato, we included those in the packet for your guys' review.
Does anyone have any questions?
No, I make a motion we approve the
board meeting minutes from October 25th, 2022.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item six, employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, we included those also in the packet for you guys to review. We had that meeting on November 8th.
I make a motion that we approve the employee safety meeting minutes from November 8th, 2022.
Can I ask one question?
Yes, ma'am.
With the safety meetings that we have, are we getting any types of credits for this off of our insurance?
Yes. So the safety minutes, we have to turn in the topic material that we used, and we do get points. Yes. So for every safety meeting, we get points. We have online classes. It's through Target Solutions that we have to have the guys take, and then we get points from that. So everything that we do, we get a little bit of a reduction on our bill. And normally we hit that. I mean, there's a cap, and normally we hit that cap like halfway through the year.
Okay.
We're already getting the savings. But yeah, we try to do all of the. First off, we want to be safe just for safety's sake,
right.
But then we try to do everything to get a break on the insurance as well.
Okay, then I will second those minutes.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Would you say that the biggest risk at the plant here is more chemical related than more physical?
I would say your biggest day-to-day risk is probably like trips, falls, that type of thing. But like your most like immediate death risk is definitely the chemicals. Yeah, I mean, one lung full of that chlorine gas or that SO2 gas, and it's all she wrote. So, but we don't even mess with that stuff, unless we're in the SCBAs. We don't even go out there and deal with it at all, unless we got three guys, two guys in the Scott packs, and one guy in the standby room.
Yeah, my son, he's a water treatment operator. That's the only part he hates is moving those big things.
Yep. No. We've had some leaks since I've been here. And as long as you just stay calm and trust your training, it's fine. But
yeah.
Some people freak out. We had one of our operators, and it's like, dude, we got to get the leak stopped, so you can't do that.
You can't run.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then I need to talk to Cal Fire about this since they've taken over, but SCORE is the first responders for the hazmat here at, our personnel, which... I don't necessarily know if that's a good thing, but
so with the training, do you guys go through like physically through the process if there's a leak and whatnot, so that it just becomes
yep. So we try to do it quarterly. We try to do a chlorine leak class, and you have your various different leaks, whether it's at the valve or it's just a hole in the tank or whatever. So there's four or five different methods to stop the leak, and if you get a leak, basically. With a lot of them, you can just continue to use the tank as long as you've buttoned up the leak, and then you'll put the leak repair on there, and it has its own valve that you hook up to, and just suck the chlorine gas out of that.
You just slap one of those like as seen on TV things.
The Flex Seal? No, I don't think the Flex Seal would work. But no, it's got big chains and wrenches and all types of stuff to make sure it's good to go.
Does everyone have a position when it comes to if there's an emergency like that? Or is everybody just trying to figure out how to fix it?
So in that case, what would happen is we'd have the two guys that were trying to fix it. The third guy, the safety guy, is kind of in charge of the scene. So at that point, he will have to look at the windsock, figure out which way the wind's blowing, and then come in and alert the rest of the personnel. You guys need to vacate the premises. You need to go that way because the wind's blowing that way or whatever. And then at that point in time, whoever is once they get out, they call 911 because that guy's now got to come back. If it's a 911 situation, he'll let them know, and then they will dial once they get to the safety.
Great. Thanks for...
But yes, we practice it a lot because it is something that could mm-hmm. that could be real bad. And not just for us. I mean, if that blows over into the Popeye's yard where all those guys are working, it'll kill all them too. So.
And you said Cal Fire's not, your guys are more hazmat than Cal Fire.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the Cal Fire guys. With the city, when the city was had the fire department still, we were the number one. So I'm hoping that that'll be different with the with Cal Fire, or at least that maybe I can...
Should be, because they have their own hazmat.
Exactly, and they have... Statewide, they have resources, that they could train up their guys. Like, I understand the city was kind of, limited.
Training was
limited, exactly. But Cal Fire, I mean, that's part of one of the reasons why they're here is because they have that type of stuff.
One of the reasons why the city went in that direction.
Exactly.
Just, of the amount of training that the guys would be exposed to that was just already in the system. One of my decisions, at least.
That was a good one.
Good one. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
No.
Would you like to make a motion again?
Again? Okay. I make a motion that we approve the employee safety meeting minutes from November 8th, 2022.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Authorization of warrants.
Yes, Madam Chair. Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Taggart and I went over them on Monday.
Yeah, so everything seemed to be in order. The warrants paid at this meeting are numbers 27797 through 27831 in the amount of $1,964,033.69, including the commissioner's checks, numbers 10500 to 10505, and electronic fund transfers. So I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the authorization of the warrants.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. The fiscal report.
Yes, Madam Chair, we included that into your packets so you guys could review that.
Does anyone have any questions?
No.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Do you need a motion on that?
Yeah. I make a motion that we approve the fiscal year 2021-2022 audit.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next, item number 9, fiscal year 2021-22 audit.
Yes, Madam Chair. So we, once again, we included that in the packet for you guys to review. Everything was in order. We went over that. Me and Lori went over that thing pretty good. It all looked good to us. So we're just asking you guys to officially approve that audit.
It looked good to me, too. Does anybody have any questions?
I do, because I actually read the wrong... I read number 9 when we were dealing with number 8. So should we go back and... Scott, should we go back and re-approve number 8? Because I read we voted on number 8, but I read the number 9. So should we go back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go ahead and go back and redo number 8.
Okay.
Just to make the record clear, so it's all so the minutes are clear that you actually did intend to do number 8, and then. And then number 9.
Number 9. Okay. So I make a motion that we approve the fiscal reports for October 2022.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Okay. Now I make a motion that we approve the fiscal year 2021-2022 audit.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number 10, Jacob General Consulting Contract.
Yes, Madam Chair. So the last time we did this was in the beginning of 2021, I believe, and this just handles all of our process engineering that we do, or if we have capacity studies from any of the entities that need to be done. So this is just kind of our day-to-day work that we do with Jacobs, and we always like to keep money in that budget so that we don't have to call and ask you guys every time we want to do anything with them. So I think last time the board approved, it was something like $25,000, but obviously with everything getting more expensive this time, and that lasted us about a year and a half, so now they're asking for $40,000 for a budget of $40,000 to keep doing the general consulting. And they just pull from that as we go, they just bill that.
I do have a question. Do you think that you said last year it was, or last contract was about $25,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, you understand what's going on. Is that a legitimate?
Yeah, I don't think $40,000 is crazy. I don't think that they're asking. I mean, okay. Because everything that you know, I still have to approve the individual things that'll come out of that budget.
Right.
So that's just not like $40,000 we're giving the Jacobs. That's $40,000 that now you've authorized me to spend with Jacobs. So I'm still going to go over all the stuff that they charge me with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that we're not getting, you know, overcharged or anything like that.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, the general manager will have the ability to control the expenditure of those costs based on the requests that he gives to them. And I expect that when the invoices come in, if one of them is substantially higher than he expects, he'll have that conversation with him and deal with it.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, I'll make a motion to
Jacobs General.
Yes, Jacobs General. Not to exceed $40,000.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Okay, so here is, I'm jumping ahead.
Okay. Award contract to Jacobs Engineering for splitting upgrade project into two phases.
Yes, Madam Chair. So this is the big one on this agenda here. So as you guys are aware, we went to the county and applied for funding and were awarded a minimum of $10.25 million, but it looks like it's probably going to be more like the lines of $24.6 million. It does not appear that the state's going to come off of their LMI requests, which is how they're figuring out where that money can be spent. So I think we're going to get the 24.6, but either way, it's a minimum of the 10.25. So we are asking you guys to approve the $236,000 to have Jacobs split the main upgrade project into phasing, so that way we can pay for phase one out of either solely out of the grant money, or if we get the lower amount of grant money, then with SCORE's money that's been earmarked for upgrade for capital improvement. But either way, we need to split this thing into two parts so that it's so the project cost can, so we can actually do the project. If we don't, then we won't be able to do the entire project. We wouldn't have the funds available. So to me, this is kind of a no-brainer. Spend $236,000 to get to $24.6 million free.
Right.
So I'll make a motion to award the contract to Jacobs Engineering for splitting the upgrade project in two phases, not to exceed the amount of $236,000.
I second.
You want a roll call on this one, Attorney Huber?
Gotcha. Yes, please.
Gotcha. Commissioner Wriston?
Aye.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Aye.
Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay, item number 12, authorize the purchase of two tanks for sodium bisulfate future calcium hypo station.
Yes, Madam Chair. So I've been talking to you guys about the what's that?
Switching over.
Yep. And so I've been talking about the unreliability of the gas, and like Commissioner Thompson just said, and switching over to the liquid solution, the sodium bisulfite. The nice thing about this and the way we've decided to go about this isn't going to cost SCORE any additional money, because we were going to pay for these tanks and this pumps and all of this during the upgrade anyways. So we're just going to repurpose it. We're going to use it now for the bisulfite, and then once we get rid of the chlorine gas and we don't have to dechlor anymore, we're on UV, then we'll switch it in the calcium hypo, and we'll be able to use it here in the plant for process control. So this one is actually you know, it's a pretty good, it's not a great deal, obviously. We still got to spend money, but at least we're not spending money that we're going to then have to throw away in a couple years. We'll be able to repurpose all this equipment and still be able to use it here at SCORE. And we're kind of just going to build this on our, I mean, obviously, you'll see here next month we'll have an agenda item to get the concrete and everything poured. But as far as the pumps, the tanks, all that, we're just going to do that stuff ourselves here at SCORE. So we're asking for $40,000 here to buy the two tanks.
So I make a motion to authorize the purchase of the two tanks for the sodium bisulfite for future calcium hypo station.
I second.
Oh, excuse me, not to exceed $40,000.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None.
Unanimous. Okay.
Item number 13.
Or was that one a roll call? Because it was money.
Yeah, do you want to do a roll call on that one? Because it was money, Attorney Huber? Okay, so we'll do a roll call.
Okay.
Commissioner Wriston?
Aye.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Aye.
Commissioner Thompson? Unanimous.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't get my unmute button fast enough, but yeah.
No problem. I saw you shaking your head. The beauties of technology.
Okay. Item 13, review of regional facilities charges.
Yes, so this is our connection fee, and as we all know, we're going through this rate study. So like last month's fee that we tabled, I believe that we should just table this one until the study's done, and then we'll look at it at that point.
Okay.
Okay.
So do I need to say anything on that? No action?
I think you can just say retabled it.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as you have a consensus among the board, you can just go ahead and say it's been tabled.
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. All in favor of tabling?
Yep.
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 Opposed? No. Okay. Item number 14: request to proceed with request for a proposal RFP. For services related to receiving CDBG funding.
Yes, Madam Chair. So in our dealings with the county and for that funding, they have strongly recommended that we do not manage that grant ourselves. They have said that it is extremely difficult to keep everything in order, and they would feel more comfortable because they are kind of the middleman here, that if we if we got a service, or you know, got some professional services to manage that grant. I guess there's a lot of labor tracking. I mean, it's just very meticulous record keeping that the county just suggested that we have professionals do it that are used to doing it. So what we're asking here is no cost associated yet, just for permission to put together the request for proposals and fly it out there to see who we can get to run that grant for us.
Yeah. There are firms that do nothing but this type of service, and in fact, both the city and the county have consultants that they utilize that help them with this very work. One of the dangers, if you don't fill out their paperwork correctly and do the reporting correctly back to the state, that you may be required to disgorge some of the funds, which would be a disaster.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
But if you do have one of those firms do it, are they on the hook for it if they make a mistake?
They are, because they'll have professional malpractice insurance.
So it's like a CPA or something, basically, same. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I make a motion that we approve the request to proceed with request for proposals, RFP, for services related to receiving the CDBG funding.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Unanimous.
And just to follow up as to the question about malpractice insurance, and are they on the hook for it if they make a mistake, we'll make sure that that's part of the contractual provisions as well, that they carry professional negligence insurance, and that it be available to you as an additional insured in the event you need to file a claim. Highly likely you won't, but we'll make sure you're protected.
Do you have any idea about what how they charge? Do they charge by the amount of money they're
they typically go by the hour.
Oh, got it. Good.
And so we received, the county let us see their RFP that they used. So Micah is in the middle of making that work for our situation. So obviously, Attorney Huber, you will see that before anything else happens on that front.
Yes, sounds good. And what I would expect is you're likely going to get several of the same players who represent local entities, and you're likely going to get the exact same rate that the other entities pay.
Okay. Did you want to discuss anything else on the enter an agreement for the energy efficient lighting and fixtures?
Yeah, I can fill in Commissioner Thompson real quick on that.
Okay.
One, since he was in the restroom when we were doing that one. So we had an energy audit here, Commissioner Thompson. PG&E sent out one of their contractor companies, this Eco Green Solutions. They went through the plant and figured that we could save approximately $16,000 a year if we changed out our light fixtures, outside and inside. They would they would take this the payment for that, it was, or the cost for that would be roughly $42,000, $41,724.15. And they would take the payment, which would take 2.8 years of monthly payments, out of the savings. So it shouldn't cost us any money up front. We should just be deducting the payment out of the savings that the new lights will get us. And then after 2.8 years, we should start recouping $16,000 a year from that. So
it must be mercury halide bulbs out there.
We got some old school high pressure sodium bulbs out there. We got some stuff that's older than you and I out there on these poles. So
how long did they figure it'd take to do the project?
They want to come in and do it next week, and they think they'll be done in 2 days. I don't think that we're going to have them come in and do it next week because it's holiday time and we're short staffed. People are taking stuff off, and in case they fry something, I don't want to. The electrical here is not great.
So,
yeah, exactly. So we'll probably do it the first week of December is my thought process, if you guys approve it.
Great. I did that right away at our church when I got there. I had a ton of old bulbs that the energy bill was
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, they came in and did our first business. We were probably in business maybe 8 months. It was sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, the lights were so much brighter and everything else.
Yep.
Yeah. They did a real good job. And, yeah, saved quite a bit of money, too. So.
Yeah, we're just turning over every rock. So anything that we think we can save money, we're calling them and trying to get it. And this was one of them that was pretty easy to figure out. So
it doesn't say to take an action. Do you need an action on that?
We did, and it should have said to take action. It should have said action requested.
Okay.
So what did we do there?
You can still take action. It's properly listed. It gives the public sufficient notice that you're going to be discussing it, and taking action is not a problem based on what's listed there.
Thank you.
Make a motion.
Would anybody like to make a motion?
I make a motion to authorize staff to enter into an agreement with Energy Efficient Lighting and Fixtures with EcoGreen Solutions, not to exceed $41,724.15.
Someone like to second it?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Should be a roll call.
Yeah, I think that was a roll call money. Commissioner Easton?
Aye.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Aye.
Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
No, it better not go to 16 cents. I'm not sure if I'm out. Feed that extra penny.
I know, we'll be good. We'll have to have a special meeting if it goes to 16 cents.
Is it 25
cents? That's right. Normally, I ask her to put like $42,000 on there instead of that exact amount. That way, if things do get squirrely, I don't have to have a special reading. So
anything requiring spending money, you need roll call on.
I believe so.
It exceeds a certain amount, right?
Yeah. Generally speaking, the expenditure of funds it isn't required by law necessarily, but it is good to have a roll call vote. So there's no question about who voted which way.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, next is the attorney's report.
Thank you. So I apologize for not being there. I had a board meeting in Monterey that went long. In fact, I'm actually standing overlooking the runway in an office right now. And so that's why I've kept it on mute, because they keep having airplanes go past, which are really loud. But as part of the attorney search has gone on, I have contacted four firms who have expressed an interest. Well, I contacted more firms than that, but four of them have expressed an interest in providing an RFP. I didn't realize that the meeting was going to be moved up, so I gave them a deadline of the end of this week to get me their proposals. I'm sorry, not go out to RFP, that you're seeking new counsel. And I have one of them already. I'm waiting for the other three. I've been told I'll have the other three by the end of the week. As soon as I have them, I'll send them out to Glenn and the entire board, and then we can look at whether you want to have a special meeting or whether you just want to do it the next meeting, to talk about interviewing the firm or how you want to proceed. I don't have any strong feelings about whether, how you go about it. It's up to you. There's no one mechanism that produces a better product than the other. So however you want to do it, whether you do it at a special meeting or a regular meeting, whether you interview some or all, entirely up to you. But as soon as I have those, I'll forward them. But other than that, I think that's it. It's the end of my report.
Okay. Thank you. manager's report?
Yeah, I've kind of covered everything in mine, Madam Chair, other than happy holidays and everything's going good operations-wise here at SCORE. Yeah, we're just moving forward and trying to get everything accomplished that we can on a daily basis. That's it for me.
Any other comments?
I just hope everybody has a good holiday.
Yep. Happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays.
There you go. Don't start singing now.
With that, the meeting is adjourned and it's 5:30.
Sweet.
So the next meeting.